never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the Baltimore author and entrepreneur Wes Moore. His first book was a critically acclaimed bestseller called The Other Wes Moore. Last month, he published a new book called The Work, My Search for a Life That Matters. Wes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So you've got a couple of books we want to talk about. The first is by a guy named Johan Hari. It's called Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs.
Yes. And so I'm really loving this book because it just talks about what the evolution was like as we talked about this war on drugs. And specifically, and even a Baltimore and a Maryland tie to it, is how they actually were infiltrating essentially the jazz movement. And you saw what was happening as they started thinking that, you know, all these jazz musicians must be on drugs. And you look at how they began to explore and eventually go on to really help to change and end the life of Billie Holiday, you know, one of Baltimore's great jazz musicians. And it talks about how, you know, there was a direct impact, not just on her professionally, but how even in her dying days, where she was literally in a bed with handcuffs on because this Department of Narcotics was continuing to interrogate her. And how we think about drugs is not just a health issue, but how it turned into a criminal justice issue.
Are you finding that it's changing your notion of how we address this issue of drugs and its legality or illegality?
Well, you know, I've actually always historically been critical of how we've thought about this. You know, that it's $55 billion a year, even in state expenditures, on how we think about criminal justice and how much of that has to do with nonviolent offenses, many of which drug incorporated. So I've always thought that we need to have a new and a clean and a clear approach to how we think about this.
Johan Hari, the book is called Chasing the Scream. Another book that you're reading is on a subject that you know a lot about. You're working with a terrific organization that you started called Bridge EDU. This book is David C. Banks. It's called SOAR, How Boys Learn, Succeed, and Develop Character. What's that one about?
Yeah, so this one is by the founder of the Eagle Academy, which is a school that first started over in the South Bronx, where they wanted to go into, you know, some of the tougher areas inside of New York and really prove out a fact that young boys, you know, can actually learn, you know, something that it's amazing that it takes convincing, but just show how with the proper amounts of support, the proper amounts of guidance, that all young people have a chance to succeed and have the abilities to be able to succeed. They started this Eagle Academy. It's a traditional public school, all boys public school inside of the South Bronx, but have now gone to where they have schools in East Ozone of Queens, in East New York, in Brooklyn. They now have a new school in Newark, New Jersey, but really goes into this idea of managing the expectations of both the young people, their families, and the communities and the people around them.
Wes Moore, he's recommending Chasing the Scream by Johan Hari and Soar by David Banks. Wes Moore's latest book is called The Work, My Search for a Life That Matters. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered and online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.